Welcome back to another episode. I am Keeler Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. Well, we are resuming with part two of Overcoming Jealousy, which is episode 23. And before I go any further, I just want to do a quick recap of what we talked about in part one of this episode. In part one, we talked about how we opened up with the question of, have you ever experienced jealousy? Was someone jealous of you, or were you jealous of someone, and how did it feel? We talked about how the spirit of jealousy can incite you to malign someone just so you can feel better, and that jealousy is a pride complex of sins, and how it has its own suite of sinful reactions. You know, in this suite of pride complex, there's bitterness, vindictiveness, ruthlessness, competition, verbal sins, and revenge tactics. We talked about how jealousy is a sinful act, and that it leads to division, it leads to hate, and it can even lead to murder, literally or figuratively. We had some Bible examples of how jealousy was even in the Bible, where Cain killed Abel and Joseph's brothers were jealous of him to the extent that they sold him into slavery. And then we know that King Saul was jealous of David, even though David was one of his greatest and most loyal soldiers. We talked about how jealousy, if it goes unchecked, it turns into a spirit of insanity. It'll have people doing some crazy things, and it'll even cause them to murder people, murder them literally, or murder their reputation, murder their credibility. It will cause a person that was once humble to turn into a mass murderer. And then we saw in James 3:16, where it says, where there is envy and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. And that is why we must address this spirit of jealousy. As I said in part one of today's podcast, God really wants to bless us, you know, at a level that we have not experienced before. But when there is a spirit of envy and jealousy within us, it prevents God from trusting us. As we said in the part one, that one of the signs and symptoms of being jealous is that you're unable to trust God. You're insecure. And if you cannot trust God, in other words, you're trusting in yourself. And we know that God is a jealous God, and he's not going to tolerate that. And we, as I said in part one, this is 2020. This is the start of a new decade. And some of us have an appointment with some great, great, great things, some great, great, great blessings this year, some great, great, great accomplishments. I mean, until you're going to be pinching yourself trying to see if you are dreaming. And this is a promise to those who keep their hearts and their hands clean and have purged themselves from this spirit of jealousy. I mean, we have a whole lot of this running through the land right now that's causing a whole bunch of hate to go on, a whole bunch of division to go on, and a lot of murdering that is going on. All because people have that spirit of jealousy in many of those cases, and they don't know how to control it. It has overpowered them to the point of doing something insane, and to the point of doing something that will cause them to end up going to jail for the rest of their lives. When we are believers, it is very, very necessary and important that this spirit of jealousy not reside in us, because it's damaging to our spiritual health, it's damaging to our relationships, it's damaging to our workplace experiences. I mean, you'd be surprised how many challenges people are having in the workplace simply because someone is jealous of them. And the person didn't do anything to that other person personally. It's just this person is jealous and they're doing everything that they can think of to try to make this person's life miserable. And if you are experiencing any type of frustration in your family, on your job, in the schools, in your churches, in the organizations that you volunteer in, then look at this, study this episode, because I believe it's going to help you gain a lot of understanding about the person that's showing that they're jealous toward you. Or if you are the person that's the one that's jealous, it's going to help you to begin your journey to healing and getting deliverance. So I want to continue and open up with the four steps of how to overcome the spirit of jealousy. I mean, sometimes we can see it, as I said in part one, with children. You can have children, 3, 4, 5 children in your house, and you may have one child or a couple of the children that feel like their sibling has more favor from one or both of the parents. Or you could have a child that maybe they was the only child for a long time. And then when you start having additional children, the firstborn child may feel some type of way because they feel like, well, I'm not getting the attention anymore. All the attention is on my sister. All the attention is on my brother. And as a result, the enemy will use that little open door to begin to set up division between those siblings, all because somebody is just downright jealous. So how do we overcome this? I mean, we want to be people that can see other people being blessed. We want to be able to celebrate people that are winning. We want to be able to celebrate people that God is using mightily in this hour, in their business, in their marriages, in their families, in their ministries, whatever it is. We want to be able to celebrate people because it's a lot of pain out here in the world. And people are working hard, trying to better themselves in spite of their own personal pain. And so when they finally arrive, finally achieve some things, we got to be people that are on the sidelines that are cheering them on, congratulating them, letting them know we are proud of them or that they inspire us, because it helps us. It helps us to manifest our blessings because, you know, we see God blessing them, then we know that, okay, he's in the neighborhood or God is moving. That will encourage you to keep working, continue to stay focused and to continue to do the work that needs to be done in order for you to manifest what it is you would like to manifest and achieve in 2020. So the first thing that you could do to overcome jealousy is we must admit that we are jealous. Two things. We got to admit that we are jealous. And I've given you the signs and symptoms to determine if you are in part one of this episode. And then once we admit that we are jealous, then we've got to stop justifying our sin, because jealousy is sin. Oh my goodness. Now, if it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it walks like a duck, guess what? It is a duck. If it looks like jealousy, quacks like jealousy, walks like jealousy, it's jealousy. You know, one way that we can begin to get help is searching ourselves. If we know that when we see someone blessed, something rises up in us in a bad way, we feel this feeling rising up, we've got to admit that. And we've got to go and get in prayer. Look up scriptures on jealousy and just the effects of it, the unhealthy effects. And you may even have to take it a step further and go get therapy to figure out what is driving that. What's secretly going on with you that is causing those feelings to rise. You know, because telling people how much we love and admire them when we really resent them, that's just a bunch of lies and is masking our sin. And as a result, it will allow that jealousy to grow and grow and grow into a big old monster in our lives. Because there are a lot of people around here fronting when they congratulating and talking about how they admire you or what have you, when in actuality, they are jealous, they can't stand you, and they just masking it. In other words, they're pretending, they're lying. And we know that God doesn't like liars. Be honest. If we're not honest, we cannot overcome jealousy. We've got to confess that I am a jealous person in a bad way. And I can feel this thing making me want to, some people it'll make them want to do evil things, you know, take the lugs out of somebody's tire or sabotage their report at work so that when they get up and do a presentation, the presentation has been ruined. That's what happens when we don't admit that we have a jealousy problem and try to do something about it. It gets worse. So we must admit it and we must stop justifying it. Because some people try to justify, well, you know, they'll try to put all the blame on other person as to why they're jealous and why they had to do what they did to that person. When in actuality, none of that is going to fly with God. At the end of the day, it's a personal matter. We've got to get rid of the spirit of jealousy. The second thing we must do is if we are jealous of someone, we need to invest in them. Now, this is one way to help break that spirit of jealousy. You know, if you a lot of times if we get with a person, it'll help drive that thing away, because investing in them is a symbol of I'm with them, I'm supporting them. And then that way, when they get victory, you're going to get victory. And then that's going to help you to realize the blessing of not being jealous. Don't be against people. Get with them, especially when you see that God is blessing them and that his hand is upon them. But you also want it to be from a genuine and pure place of investing in them, not to invest in them to throw it back in their face, not to invest in them to try to get close to them so you can figure out how to sabotage them. Get with them in a way that you're supporting them so that it can help break that thing off of you. The third thing is refuse to embrace jealousy. Now, in order to refuse it, you've got to fight. You've got a war on your hand, because this demonic spirit is not going to just die easily and leave peacefully. Usually there's a war because it doesn't want to leave. It wants to control and it wants to do all these evil things. You can no longer give the spirit of jealousy permission in your mind to compare yourself to people, because that will get it started, comparing yourself. You got to shut it down. Don't embrace it, rebuke it. And then instead you want to just cultivate a truly thankful heart for that person. You know, and this is going to take some work. You're going to have to talk to yourself, walk yourself through it. And if it becomes too powerful, too hard for you, then you can always go and get therapy with someone to help you walk out this process. Because it's definitely a stronghold. Number four, we must remember that our Father, we must remember that God has plenty of love. He has plenty of provision. He has plenty of fame and so forth for all of us. Sometimes we act like God is going broke by blessing somebody else, and then it causes us to get into that spirit of jealousy. No, God has plenty. He's the God of abundance. And therefore, there is enough love. There are enough husbands. There are enough wives for you. There are enough promotions for you. There are enough money for you, businesses, whatever it is, there is enough for you too, because he is the God of abundance. There is enough fame. When he gave this person notoriety, that it didn't end then. God still knows how to make your name great and whatever else you're doing great, but you first got to get rid of the spirit and any other spirit that is a danger to yourself and others. When someone gets what we want or what we've been waiting for a long time, remember, there's still plenty left over for us. One person's promotion is not another person's demotion. Sometimes people act like that in the workplace. Somebody gets promoted and everybody starts treating that person funny. Or they start distancing themselves from that person because they don't want to celebrate that person's victory. You know, if we can't celebrate the victories of others, then the Lord is not going to let us have our own. God going to be, look, I can't trust you. You know, I saw how you behaved over there. You was not happy for your sister, your brother, and you know they deserve it. You know they've been toiling and putting in the work and staying focused and keeping their heart pure and their hands clean. And you can't celebrate somebody like that? Wow, that says a lot. So we've got to learn how to celebrate people in their victories. If you want to know why you haven't gotten this and gotten that, check your heart. Do a jealousy check and see if it's in there. See if you're jealous of people that got the thing that you are trying to accomplish and manifest. And if that is the case, if it's there, then you have just gotten your answer. And so now you know what to do and how to begin to deliver and heal yourself from this so you can begin to manifest all of those things that have been held up because there's this brick wall up waiting for us to break through to the bigger and higher and better version of ourselves, which is the person that's mature enough to walk and handle the blessings of God. Because if we are walking in a spirit of jealousy, that's a sign of immaturity. We're not ready. We're going to hurt ourselves and somebody else. Can you imagine you having a spirit of jealousy and then you want to be in a relationship with somebody? You know what you're going to end up doing? Murdering that relationship. So to prevent that from happening, we've got to get ourselves together over here on this side so that we can begin to walk in some things. We've got to humble ourselves because God knows when we are ready to be lifted up. And in proper time, he's going to exalt us. So I hope that this episode has really caused you to think about yourself and to think about maybe having that aha moment of seeing, gosh, I can kind of see why I probably haven't manifested some things that I've been just kind of frustrated about. It could be envy. It could be jealousy. You know, and you don't even really have a reason to be that way. There's plenty. Really, when we have a spirit of jealousy, it's almost like having a poverty mindset. We think that there's not enough for us. And it's a sign that we don't trust God because we're trying to orchestrate and control and devise and create everything on our own and in our own strength. And some things that they are specifically designed and ordained for God to release them. And a lot of times it's not going to be released until we show some maturity and get ourselves together on the inside. All right, this is Keeler Bryson, and you've been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't already done so, please go and rate, review, comment, and share the podcast. Send us an email. Let us know which episodes are being a blessing to you. And if you have any podcast ideas, then please share those with us as well. And we will take a look at them and see how we can make that happen. All right. Join me next time for another Teachable Life Moment. And thank you for listening.